Let us again start the Mishnah and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph and progress into the Gemara. Zek the Mishnah Hakader Shehichnis Kederoisav Lachatzah Bala Bayis Shalai Bershus. Hakader brought in his Kederis to the Chatzah Bala Bayis without permission. The Shibrason Behem Teisha Bala Bayis, and the Behem of the Bala Bayis broke these Kederis. Potter Balabayis is Potter. The Huska Bahen Balakadeiris Chai. The Huska Bahen Balakadeiris Chai. And if the behemoth of the Balachotzo became Genizig, so the Balakadeiris is Chai. He made a boil in Yenem's Rishus, so he's responsible. The Hichnis Bershus. What is if he had permission to bring in the Kadeiris? So if his behemoth broke the kederis, so the balachotza is responsible for this. Case number one. Case number two. Hichnis peresov lachatza balabayis. He brought in his peres into the chotza balabayis, sheloi bershus, without permission. Ba'ochleson behemtoi shabalabayis, potah. The behemah of the balabayis ate up the peres, so the balabayis is potter. He had no right to bring in his peres. Bim huska bohem, if the behemah got genizig through these peres, balaperes chayiv. The balaperes is chayiv to pay for the hezek. Bim hichnis bershus, and the behemah of the balachotza ate up the peres, balachotza chayiv. Case number three, hichnis shayroi lechatza balabayis shaloi bershus. And the shayr of the balabayis was mazik this shayr, oishanoshay kalbay shabalabayis, potter. Nogach hu shayray shabalabayis, chayit. Nofal leboiroi vehivish meymor, chayit. He fell into a boir and he was mavish the mayim. So the balasher is chayv. Hoya avi vay b'noy l'saychoy. The avi balachotza, or the ben shala balachotza, was in this bar, and they were killed. Mishalim es hakaitar, so the shayr, which entered shaloi b'shus, is chayv. To pay kaitar. V'im hichnis b'shus, if he had permission to bring his shayr in, and noshchei kalbe shabalabayis, nokrei shayre shabalabayis, is balachotza chay. So then the balachotza is chay. Rabbi Omer v'kulon einay chayiv achi kabul olov lishmer. Kabalabayis lishmer. Till the balabos will be mekabul shmire. Without being mekabul shmire, he is not responsible if his shayr or kelev or mazik the shayr shenichnas boshus. So Rashi, Hoya Ovi, Voi Bnoi Shal Balabayis, Besoicha, in this Ber, Mishal, Masakreif, Vigmar Porich, Latamu. Question number one. Question number two. Vamai Noket Hani. Why do we say that these people were in the Boyer, Bnoi, Ovid? Now, we have here three cases. We have here three cases in the Mishnah. Case number one. Is with speaking, now let us be a little bit more accurate. The Mishnah starts off that the Balak Deiris was Machnes Shaloi Bershus. The Balak Deiris was Machnes Shaloi Bershus is Kederis. Case number one was that the Shoyer of the Balachotza was Mazik the Kederis, he's Potter. Case number two was, if the Kederis were Mazik, the Sheir of the Balachotza, he is Chayit. So, for some reason, we'll see more clearly in Tosfos why the Gemara was Medayik from the second Bove of the Mishnah, that the Balak Kederis is chayiv if hichnis kderoisav shaloi bershus. Taima v'shaloi bershus. The balak deiris is chayiv to pay if his kederes were mazik the shayah of the balachotza. And tafke if he brought his kederes shalei b'shus. So then, l'chayr the lomda says, he made namish abayr b'shusai in yenim's rishus. So he's chayiv to pay. But I can make a diuk ha b'rishus loy mechayiv bal kederes Beniskei behemtoi de baal chotza. But I can be medayik from the Mishnah. If he had permission to bring in his kederes into the chotza, then he's not responsible to pay for the hezek that occurred to his kederes to the share of the baal chotza. Ve'loi amrinon, and I do not say, Kibuli kabel bal kederos netirusa de behemtoi de bal chotza. I do not say that the bal kederos was mekabel shmire on the behema of the bal chotza. Money rebihi, so it comes out, this baba of the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. The Omar that Rebbe holds, Kol Bistome, that was the last Bava of the Mishnah, Rebbe Yomer, Bekulon in Echai, Vachikabo, Olam Lishmael. So it seems that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, Kol Bistome, Loikabo, Olei Nitirusa. Now let us just see Rashi for 1 minute. Taima gishaloi b'shus. This is the second case of the Mishnah. He brought in kederes shaloi b'shus, and his kederes were mazik the shoyer of the balachotza. So he is chayev because he had no right to bring in the kederes. Mishum hochi, im husko behem, if the behemis of the balachotza got kenizik to his kederes, bal kederes chayev, because he had no right to bring it in. Money, but if he had b'rishus, he had b'rishus to bring it in, money, rebihi. The Omar b'seife, b'kulon einei chayiv. Rebbe holds b'kulon einei chayiv. The kosalke daitach de la rabbonon, the Gemara held, according to the rabbonon, ki heichi de balchotza b'rishus machayiv b'niskei kederes. The Gemara held the Baal Chotza, it says, that's the third Bove of the Mishnah. Hichnis Bershus, Baal Chotza Chayiv. Ki heichi the Baal Chotza Bershus Mechayiv Beniskei Kederes. The Bistame Kobel Olei Nitirusa, without saying anything, I assume that he was Mekabel Shmire. Ochinami mechayev bal kederes beniskei bal habayis. So in the same vein, the bal kederes should be chayev beniskei bal habayis. The bestome ki yoivlei bal habayis rishuse lemeyal kobol alei kado netiruso deloi liskei kederesov lebal hachotza. That his kederes should not be mazik the bal hachotza. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on the Havamina of the Gemara. And there's a Mordechai Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara. And the Loshana Gemara is Mordechai Meduyik according to the Pnei Yeshua. And with this we'll understand what the Gemara is saying. Let us speak about the third bove in the Mishnah. Im hichnis b'rishus. If the Baal HaKederes acquired rishus from the Baal HaChotza, can I bring in my Kederes? Is Baal HaChotza chayev? The Baal HaChotza is chayev. Zok Tehillike Pnei Yeshua. The Baal HaChotza is not chayev als the mazik of regel. That he says a cheshben because since it's his chotzer, so it's not called ubiya b'steyacher. There's no chiyuv of regel. That means you brought in kederes, you have a right to have your kederes here, I have a right to have my kederes here, I have a right to have my behemah. So this chotzer is miyuchid, lebehemti, lekederosai. You can bring your kederes also, but it's not called ubiya b'steyacher. So, what is pshat in this third halachim? Hichnis b'rshus bal hachotzer chayiv. So he says the bal hachotzer is chayiv not as the mazik of regel. Bal hachotzer is chayiv. You're bringing in, I give you permission to bring in your kederes and my rishus. So we assume that as the menschlichkeit of the bal Chotzer, look, I have behemoths going in, I gave you permission to bring in your kederes, als menschlichkeit, they say come in, so there is a mutual understanding that I'll make sure my behemoth shouldn't trample over your kederes. Bring it in. So, kibel nitiruso shel hakederes. Shal is not, I watch my behemoths. I was mekabel on myself to watch your kederes. Menschlichkeit. I said, yes, can I bring in your kederes? So the chachamim, oh, this does not mean bring in your kederes at your own risk. I'm not going to watch them. No, no. The rabbanim, oh, this is menschlichkeit. Yes, can bring in your kederes. I am behemoths. I understand that you can stay here to watch my behemoths. So that's the menschlichkeit. This is not hilchis niskei regel. This is kibol nitiruso. Now, just like the balachotzer is a mensch, so the balakderes also should be a mensch. I gave you rishus to bring in your kederes. So there's a mutual understanding. Don't put them in a place where my share is going to walk and it's going to break its neck. So there should be a mutual menschlichkeit. Just like I'm letting you bring in my kederes, and I do not want that my behemoth should be a sibah to be mazik your behemoth, your kederes. So pshat is I'm a kabel shmira on your kederes. So if you're bringing in your kederes, you have to be makabel shmira on my behemoth. Your kederes should not be a takola for my behemoth. Not talking about you should be chayiv al tzboyer. We're not speaking about I'm a chayiv al tzregel. But this is a chayiv nitiruso. This is the svara of the chachamim. And if the gemara held the svara of the chachamim works both ways. If the balachotzer is a mensch, so the balachteres also should be a mensch. Now let me put it there since I gave you permission, so I'm a male, the sky's the limit, and now all of a sudden I have to start worrying maybe my behemoth will be genizik. There's a mutual menschlichkeit. So the Gemara held, if I have a diet from the second bove, hichnis bal kederes kederes of bershus, it would seem the bal kederes is potter, this can't be going according to the Rabbonon. Rabbonon say that, that's the next bavim. Hichnis b'rishus b'alchotzer chayev. No, b'alchotzer is chayev, b'akdem shalom also be chayev. So, kolchoch, this middle bav is going according to Rabbi. Now, the Lashon HaGemara is meiridik meduyik according to the Pnei Yeshua. V'loyamrinin kibuli kabil b'alkderes nitirusa de'behemtoy de'balchotzer. We're not speaking about he's going to watch his kederes. He's going to watch his behemoth. That means we're speaking about he wants to make sure that his behemoth shouldn't be genizik from my kederes. Just like the Baal HaChatzah mekabel on himself that your kederes should be genizik from my behemoth. So it's on the tiruso of the dover and dvorim and izoikim. Fine. So this second bove in the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Money, Rebbe. Now let's go back to the Gloshen HaGemara. Kol b'stomeh. If nothing was spoken out, Lekobel leinetivus. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds there's without any obligations. There's no obligation. Tzai mitzad the balachotzer. Tzai mitzad. That's what Rebbe holds. The balachotzer. If my behemoth will be mazik yokderes, I'm potter. You'll have to bring it in, but there's no obligation whatsoever. Kol bistoma lekobel leinetivus. Now let's see the third bove. Eimo seife, im hichnis bushus, balchotza chayif. If he bought the kederis bushus, balchotza chayif, if his animals were mazik, the kederis. Hason la rabona, da omri bestome nami kibuli kobol alay netilus. So this is a moridike kasha. We have one bove after the other bove. The deal from the second bove is im hichnis balkderes bushus. His potter im husko behemtoi shall balachotzer, and that sounds like Rebbe. And mamish the next line im hichnis bushus balachotzer chayiv. This is going according to the rabbona. So this is very very modern. So the second bove is going to Rebbe. The third bove is going according to the rabbona. Vesu. And then, one more kasha. So the whole, we have three cases in the Mishnah, Kederes, Peres, Shvorim. And then, so we have over here, the second Bava, the Mitzius, is going according to Rebbe. The third Bava is going according to the Rabbona. And then the Mishnah ends, Rebbe, Oymed, Bekulon, Einei, Chai, Vachikabalo, Balabais, Lishmael. So it comes out, Reisha v'seifa Rebbe u'metziyosa Rabbona. So it's also very modern. The mission is fluctuating. Here we start off with Rebbe, next book with the Rabbona, then we end off with Rebbe. Oma Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira held, it's a meiridike kashe. Tava, it's a meiridike kashe, 100%. Mi sheshone zu, loy shone zu. Let us see what Rashi says. Tavre, kashe na dodi, that's a very good kashe. Reishe v'seife, the tanekame. That means the mitziyoso is going according to Rabbi, and the seife is going according to Rabbono. Umi sheshone zu lo shone zu. So let me tell you something, there's a machlokes taka between the mitziyoso and the seife. V'tanoihi alibe de Rabbono. These are machlokes tanoim, going according to the Rabbona. Mar sova pligi Rabbona lei de Rebbe, or mar sova loy pligi. Mar sova loy pligi. So that means, the third bova, im hichnis bershus balachot sachai, he holds the Rabbona achilek and Rebbe. Stome, there is a kabbalah shmire. The bover right before Hichnis Kderos of Bershus, which I have a diik, the Malak Deiris, is Potter, he holds the Rabbon and agree with Rebbe. We have here that you're 100% true, both of the bovers are going according to the Rabbonon, but we have here Amachloikis Tanoim, if the Rabbonon hold like Rebbe, the Rabbonon don't hold like Rebbe. The third bover of each case of Peiris, Peiris and Shvorim hold that the Rabbonon acholik on Rebbe, and therefore, so that Tana says, Rebbe Yoima, Rebbe Yisraeli. But Al Kaponim, that's right, the Mishnah you have over here, Stiridike Psokim, what the Rabbonon hold? Do they hold like Rebbe? Don't they hold like Rebbe? That was what Rabbi Zeira had to say. He couldn't say better than this. It's a very shvere kash. Rava Oma. Now Rava said, Kulo Rabbonon hi. Nah. There's not what we won't say that the second bova, the deed from the second bova, Shalai Bishus Bakteris is chai, Bishus Bakteris is potam. So yes, the kasha, according to the Rabbonon, there should be a mutual commitment, just like the Baal Chotza Bishus is chai, if he's mazik the Baal Kederis, so the Baal Kederis should be chai, if he's mazik the Baal Chotza. Kula Rabbonon. Ubishumus, ubershus, shmiras kteres, kibolo balachotza, vafilu nishbaru beruach. Bershus, the balachotza is mekabel, the shmira of the kteres, ואפילו נשברו ברוח. אפילו נשברים ברוח, דאויל ואנטרי לך קום עליי. That when the Balachotzer told him, come in, the come in was a breite baruch haba, come in, I'll take care of it, I'll watch it. Aber Balkederes lekobel alei midi. The Balkederes did not give a baruch haba. The Balkederes asked, could I bring in my Kederes? That's all what he is. And the Balachotzer said, come in. Oh, so this come in means, you come in, don't worry, go away, I'll take care of it, you're nothing what to worry about. So that's the Baruch Habe of the Balachotzer. The Baruch Davis never gave a Baruch Habe, never said anything. He just asked permission to come in. So he said, come in, Givaldi. So there never was a commitment from the Balach Davis. That's why if the Kederes of the Balachotza, the Kederes of the Balachotza, or Mazik, the Bema, the Balachotza, the Balachotza is Potter. It was never a commitment. That's what Rava says. Now there's a Moira de Ketesis Rabbeinu Peretz that says, a Moira de an eye opener that says Pshat Na Gemara. L'chaire, when we learn this Gemara, the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that there's a difference between the Baal HaKederes and the Baal HaChotza. The Baal HaChotza, he gave a Baruch Habet, ooh, come in. So he was Mekabo Shmire on the Kederes. And he wasn't Mekabo, the Baal HaKederes, was not Mekabo Shmire on the Kederes. Fract, Eilik Yetais Rabbeinu Peretz. So why didn't the Gemara say this? The Gemara, the Rashi says it. Rashi says, Abu Bakhtaris Lakabul Alay Midi. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Gava Makula Rabboni, Ubishushmiris Kteris Kibolo Balachotzer, Vafilo Nishburu Beruach. The Gemara starts off that the Balachotzer was Makabul the Shmira of the Kteris. Well, the Gemara is Takasha, just like he's Makabul the Shmira of the Kteris. Gemara says, the Balachotzer is Makabul the Shmira of the Kteris. So the Ike Teretz says, but the Balak Teretz is not Mekabel Shmir. So say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Frek the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz, the Gemara says, Gora and Tosanta Zach. Vafilo Nishberu Beruach. And who think that the Balachotzer was Mekabel the Shmir of the Kteretz? Vafilo Nishberu Beruach. That means not only is he mekabel the shmira that my behemoths won't be mazik? I told him, you're bringing your kederes, you know, if it'll be windy, a wind can come and break your kederes. I'll make sure that your kederes will not be broken by the wind. How does this come into this of you? We just had a problem if the balachotzes chayv his behemoths were mazik the kederes, or the kederes were mazik the behemoths. All of a sudden, the Gemara comes in now with wind. Afilo nishbo beruach. How does this come in? Zog the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz. Oh, this is the key of the whole Peretz of Rav. Rav said, you do not understand pshat in the Rabbona. Let me tell you something. Number one, the Rabbona said, im hichnis borshus, the Balachotzer is chayiv, afilo nishboru beruach. Now, what is pshat in this, afilo nishboru beruach? So you see, the commitment of the Balachotzer is, you bring in your kteres, you want to go to daven aminchen, beis medrash, you bring it, daven aruige minche, don't worry about your kteres, the wind might break them. I'm going to take care. The ul, the baruch habe of the balachotzer is ul, come in. It's not famer. It's ul means come in. I'll take care. You daven mincha ruig. Don't think about it. There's ay. It's windy. Don't worry about it. So the balachotzer, Rav said, you have to understand what the chacham told. The balachotzer told him, I'll take care of your kederes. Not I'll take care that my behemoths won't be mazik your kederes. That wasn't his only commitment. I'm going to make sure that the wind won't be mazik your kederes. So what does that mean? I'm taking care of your kederes that that nothing should happen with your kederes. In such a commitment, there is another commitment. I'll take care that your kederes shouldn't be mazik my behemoths also. This is fakert. If he's saying, I'm taking care of the kederes, there's a lot of things to take care of. You have to take care that the wind shouldn't break it. You have to take care that the kederes should not be mazik my behemoths. Kederes, without, I'm telling you, you go away, I'm taking care. Even though I didn't say a word. So therefore, that why the Baal HaKederes is potter, you know why he's potter? Because the Baal HaChotzer is mekabel on himself, complete shmirah. Not only that I'll make sure I won't be mazik you. He's mekabel afol nishbe beruah. If that's his Kabbalah, he's also mekabel. Don't worry, I'll take care that the Kederes shouldn't be mazik my behem is also. I'm taking complete care. So Mela, therefore, the Baal HaKederes is potter, according to the Rabbona, because the Baal HaChotzer was mekabel complete shmir. Zok da'ele getais avede pas, that was the difference between Rove and Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire never held that the Baal HaChotzer is mekabel on himself, that I'll make sure that the Ruach shouldn't break it. And I am, I said, Rabbona never went so far. The Rabbi Zeira understood the Rabbona and said, listen, you're bringing in your kederes, I'll give you permission. So it's understood. I have to be menschlich. I have to watch that my behemoth should not be mazik your kederes. So the amount of shmire is built on menschlichkeit. I give you permission to bring in, so if I'll ignore the actions of my behemoth, you come in and they'll be broken up and I'll tell them, no, so, the whole Shmira, according to the Rabban, according to Rabbi Zeire, is only als menschlichkeit, that I have to make sure that my behemoth won't be mazik your kederes. So if it's menschlichkeit, menschlichkeit works both ways. So if you brought in kederes, you also have to be a mensch. Not put down your kederes in a knife and that my behemoth will be genizik. You sicher need menschlichkeit. So that is the machloikis Rabbi Zeire and Rove. What is pshat im hechnis b'shus Baal HaChotzer chayiv? Does Baal HaChotzer chayiv mean he's chayiv only if his behemoth were mazik? If that's the case, So then the Baal Kederes should also be chayiv, that his Kederes should not be mazik, the behemoth of the Baal HaChotzer. And that was Rab Zeire's kashe. And Rab Zeire held it's a moiridike kashe, you have to say, Tavra Misha Shonazu La Shonazu. The Tana of the Bove Mitzius holds that there's no machloikis between the Rabbonon and Rebbe, and then the Tan of the third Bava holds, no, the Rabbonon holds, there is a menschlichkeit to kabolas shmire al kaponim, that I should not be mazik you, and who adin, you should not be mazik me. That is Shitas Rab Zeire. And Rava holds, nah, you're learning wrong pshat in the Rabbonon. Baal HaChotzer chayiv means this all means come in the inter, I'll take care of it. You can take this, you don't have to worry about it. A wind will blow, don't worry, I'll take care of it, it won't break. If your kederes anyway might come to be mazik, my famous, I'll take care of it, I'm taking care. So therefore, Rove differentiated between the Baal HaChotzer and the Baal HaKederes. The Baal HaChotzer gave a moiridike borachaba, uve intercoma, I'm taking care. That's if you say, oh, the Baal Kederes never gave, was never a machna seirech. He never, there was no commitment. So therefore, the Baal Kederes is potter. This is how the Tosfos ben Peres learns in the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos daf mem zayin amud aleph. Hakadosh shehichnis kederosav. Now, Tosfos, let's just, before we see Tosfos Teretz, Tosfos had a moiridike problem. Tosfos had a problem. The Mishnah speaks about three distinct cases. He brought in kederes, he brought in peres, he brought in shvarim. What? And it's all the same thing. Sure, shalai, against the mice. Why do you need three cases? It's all one aloch. הנח תלוסה בו ויצריכי, ולא איזו אף זו קטוני. Each bov in the Mishnah is telling me a bigger chiddush than the previous bov. Dit ktoni, dit ane kederes, have a mina b'shus chayiv, ufi sheneiches l'shova, ubestome kibololov netirusa, avol peiris loy, vitone peiris sheneiches lehiskalkol, avol behem loy. That's why you need all three bovis. So I just would like to say over, the Hafla learns Pshat in this Taisvis, that this Taisvis is saying Pshat in the Mishnah according to Rove. According to Rab Zeira, you have to say a different Malach, but this Taisvis is going according to Rove. So Taisvis is saying, according to Rove, the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, that the Baal HaChotza is Mekabel Shmire, and the Kderes Afilu Min HaRuach. So Taisvis says, the Tana is going bad Rove. Kederes are delicate. Even the wind can break them. So if we only say the first bava, I would say, yeah, kederes, these are delicate articles. So the Baal HaChotza realizes, how can I have a mincha if he has kederes by me? They're very delicate. So I say in the ul, bring it in. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Because it has to be taken care of. It's a fragile keli. Peiris are not as fragile and susceptible to damage as a kneira. So memele, so the Mishnah said a second bov, afilu peiris, he said the breita ul also means I'll take care of it. Asher is like an animal, he's right from fragile and that's the third bava. Afilu ashoya. I said, don't worry, you bring in your ashoya, I'll take care of your ashoya, that nothing should happen with it. And who adin, that I'll make sure that it shouldn't be mazig maisha. That is how the flow says Pshatan Taisvis, and he says the Taisvis is going according to Rav. According to Rav Zeira, you have to make a different zichas. The Taisvis weiter, Eima Seifa im Hichnis Birshus. Now, the Gemara is Meiridik Modne. The Gemara started off from the second Bove. The second Bove says, if Hichnis Loi Birshus, and the Kderes were Mazik, the Baal Kderes are Chayit. But if it Hichnis Birshus, the Baal Kderes is Potter. Oh, so it comes out, that this bove holds like Rebbe. There's no commitment. Taimalari, amai loy dayek mitrilas above. Why do you start in the middle, in the second bove, you make the yukim, you have a problem, the second bove, the third bove. Let's talk about the first bove. Amai loy dayek mitrilas above. Diktoni shaloy beishus, beshivrason behemtoi shabala bayis potter. Abushus chay the bestome kabul alayni tirusa kirabono. Why didn't the Gemara start off with the first bov of the Mishnah and we can get it problems right away? The first bov of the Mishnah seems to be saying that if the behemis of the Baal HaChotza were mazik shaloi bushus and the kleir was shaloi bushus, the behemis are chay. But if it was bushus, the behemis are Potter. That sounds like the Rabbono. I'm sorry. The Mishnah says if it was Mazik, Shaloi Bishus, he is Potter. Bishus, he's Chayev. The bestome kabul leine tirusa ki rabbonon. So the first bove is like the rabbonon. That bershus, the Baal HaChotza, is chayiv, the hezik, a kederes. Vikosha, now let's go to the second bove. Lohuska bahen. There it says, if the behemoth of the Baal HaChotza were genizik from the kederes, shaloi bershus, Baal HaKederes, chayiv. Ha bershus balak deres pata kerebi.
ועל הבובה בפני עצמו יוכל להקשיס רישו וסייפו רבונון ומציוסו רבי. Now the third בובה. The third בובה says, המכניס בושוס, בעל החוץ החיים. So that is the third בובה. That is the דיוק from the first בובה. So it's רישו רבונון, סייפו רבונון ומציוסו רבי. That's the Svizkash. V'yesh loyma, v'mireyshe ein yochel ledagdik. Now what it says in the reyshe, that hichnish sheloy bershus balachotzer potter, it's not muchach that im hichnish bershus balachotzer chayim. That's not muchach. V'mireyshe ein yochel ledagdik. V'shapim etuk mekerebi. I could say, the first two cases are going according to Rebbe. That what it says, v'sholoi b'rshus d'noka, mishum d'boi l'misni v'im huske bohen, balak deres chayev, by sholoi b'rshus, but by b'rshus, the balak deres will be put. So Taisvis is saying as follows. The Mishnah starts off by hichne sholoi b'rshus. Balachotzer is Potter if Shibrisan, and could be who Adin Bushus is also Potter. Could be the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Why did he mention Shaloi Bushus? For the Bavishniya. The Bavishniya says that the Baal Hakderis is Chayev, Bniskei Balachotza, Shaloi Bushus. Or Bushus, the Baal Kederis is Potter, and that is according to Rebbe. So the whole problem is the third bovet that's going according to the Rabbonim. But the first two bovets are not problematic. Taisha says you can't say that all three bovets are going according to the Rabbonim. Bishaloi bushus de nokat. That what it says, shaloi bushus, is not because of the mitziyusa. Shaloi Bushus is because of the first case. Shaloi Bushus the knock at Mishum Shivrason Behem Tishabalabayis Potter. The Mishum Hola Yitzchak, the magic Tony Seven, it is Bushus Balachotzachayim. You can't say the Diuk of Shaloi Bushus is the Reisha because then I have the third case Befeish. The third case is Befeish, Mithnis Bushus Balachotzachayim. So I don't need this to say Shaloi Bushus Lidayek that Bushus is Chayev. It says the third case there. So Kochach, the Gemara held that no, that the Shaloi Bushus is coming Lidiyuke on the second case. The Baal Kederis is Chayev. If it was Shaloi Bushus, if it was Bushus, the Baal Kederis will be Bota, and it's going according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, in the Reisha, Afilu Bershus, the Balachotz will also be put. Ve'im Taima, Frek Taisvis, Al Koponim, now the Gemara held, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi. This Bove, that the Machnis is Potter Bershus is going according to Rabbi. Factoisvis Bove de Hichni Shoire, we have here three cases that it says Hichni Shaloi Bershus is Chaye by Kteres, by Peres, by Shoire. Fine. Hichnis Bershus, so the Gemara is saying it goes according to Rabbi, that by Kteres, by Peres, by Shoire, he is Potter. Factoisvis Azai. Bove de hichne shoyroi heichi motzi lemeima. Nogach le shoyroi shal balabayis chayit. Davke shaloi bershus. Ho bershus potter. Bishloi mek deirois u peirois potter. The kivin de meele husko behemte shal balabayis dinu sheyifte le rebi. Doma bestome leik kobel aleine tiruso. Avok shenogach shoyrei l'shoyrei shal balabayis, afilu l'rebi loy mekabel aleinu tirusom, amai poter bishus loyei l'chotzer ashut, v'chotzer ashut v'mchayev. So let me explain for 1 second. Taisvis is asking as follows. We had mentioned when we started off the sugya, we had mentioned the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua said, when we're talking about Birshus, if you're Chayev, the Chayev is not Alts Niskei Mamoinoi, it's not Shein Beregel, it's not Boil. The Chayev is Alts Kibol Netirusa. That's a Shaila, according to Rebbe Yoam Mekabel Netirusa, according to the Rabbonon, according to Rebbe, you're not Mekabel Netirusa, according to the one, you are Mekabel Netirusa. Fine. That's the subject. Frag Taisis, and Taisis is asking, L'chayla, we hear a Mordeke Yesod in Haminiach, we hear a Yesod as follows. We'll have later Nachman Chesam at Beis. Shneyem Burshus Husku Zebo Ze Potter Hiziku Ze Ze Chayel. We had a klal, if two people are Burshus, so if it's Husku Zebo Ze, so then the Potter. Because you have Rishus, and I was mazik myself in you, so Mamela then I'm Potter. But Hiziku Zeze, if one was mazik the other, so then Afila was Bishus Yechayev. Mamela, Fraktaisvis Amir de Kekashe. What are you telling me? The Mishneh, the second Bove of all three Boves is going according to Rebbe. So let us, and Rebbe holds, there is no commitment from the Baal Kedairis to be Shomer, the behemoth of the Baal Chotzer. And there's no commitment of the one who brought in the share to watch the Shvorim of the Baal Chotzer. Frag Taisvis, fine. There's no commitment. Say Nachanami Alts Netirusa, Rebbe holds, your potter. But the Bala Shoyer, if his Shoyer was, the Shoyer of the Machnes, was Mazik the Shoyer of the Bala Chotzer, so then he's Chayev, als Hiziku Zeze Chayovim. Forget about Kabbalah and Tirusa. He should be Chayev als Hiziku. That is Tais Viskashe. Aval Shenokach Shoyrei Le Shoyrei Shabalabayis, Afilu le Rebbe dele mekabel alayne tirusa, afilu is not mekabel shmire, and the share of the balachot, aber my potter beshus, lo ye chotzer ashutvim, bechotzer ashutvim chaye ba hiziku ze ze. Ve yesh loima, so Tosfos says, the achshav of soiva, if he was forced to say that it's going according to Rebbe, the middle bove, the diuk of the middle bove that says, shaloi beshus, the Balakderis, the Balaperis, the Balasheris Chayiv. So why is Tais over the shoes? They're all potter. Ay, it's Hiziku Zeze. The Arsha of Soiva, the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Kshemachnish Shoyrei Beshus, Hareyu Ki'ilu Meforish Behedye, Sheyivta Kol Echot Ve'echot Benegiche Shoyrei Ubechol Nezokim. The Gemara had a hechich, a kochach, it goes according to Rebbe. And a kochach, it's muchach to say that Rebbe holds that there is a mutual consent that a filu, one of us will be mazik, the other will also potter. It's muchach like that if the mission is going according to Rebbe. That is, if you say the mission is going according to Rebbe, well, if he had MS, im hichnis shoyroi birshus hizik chayev huzak potter kedemrina lekamon kabi knois shoycho veeshmerenu. Now Rabbi Kevega wants to say pshat. Let us just say Rabbi Kevega's pshat. Rabbi Kevega wants to say, but if he emes, we won't say this gevaldik echidish, that according to Rebbe, by hichnis bashus hizik will be chayiv. We'll say no. Well, that Hizik is also Potter. We'll say Hizik Chayiv. Hizik Potter. Give me the Kamagam Iknei Shercha Veshberenu. That's how Rabbi Kevega says Pshat and Taisvis. This is only if you say goes according to Rabbi, so we're mucher to say this Chiddush. Va'afilu nishberu beruach. Now, Rava had said that the Baal HaChotza is mekabel the shmiras hagderes afilu nishberu leruach. Beruach. Zuktaisves veloidomi lahabesa kamoch de perikazov. The Gemara says, if Reuven asks Shimon, can I bring in my kederes? And Shimon says, here's my house. Doors open. And there it seems that the Baal HaBayis has no obligations whatsoever. There it seems that the Baal HaBayis has no obligations whatsoever. The Eina Lamar Amokim Huloi, Afilo Noisin Leischar, and Afilo, he's giving him money, Amarosin Lemekabalein the Tirusa, Veinetel Schar Shmira, Elo Schar Bayis. The Maritz Chayis brings a Taisis in Bob Metzia, the Taisis in Bob Metzia, is a little bit clearer. Taisa says in Bob Metzia that it matters what the Baal HaBayis says. If he says, Knoish Sheircha, bring in your Sheir, he talks about the Sheir, so that's a Baruch Haba on the Sheir, then there's a Mashmois according to Rava, I'll watch it. Bring in your Sheir, he's talking about the Sheir. Aval HaBayisa Kamoch, but if he tells them, yes, I can bring in my Sheir, I don't talk about Sheir. Here's the house. Here's the house. The door of the house is open. If I don't speak about the shoyer, if I say, bring in the shoyer, so I'm getting a little personal with the shoyer. So that means a commitment mitzad the Baal HaBayis. Don't worry, I'll watch the shoyer. I feel him in a ruach. But if I say, Habesa Kamoch, here's the house, so that means, I'm saying you're allowed to bring it to the house, but there's no commitment whatsoever. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Hichnis peiroisov lechotza balabais. Case number 2 in the Mishnah, someone brought in peiris lechotza balabais sheloi bershus. So it says, husku behemtoi shabalabais. So the balapeiris is chayib, sheloi bershus, balapeiris is chayib. We have a mordike Gemara. Omar Rav, Loishonu Elosha Huchlika Bohen. We are speaking about that the Behema slipped on the Peiris. So you brought in Peiris into my Rishus. And the Behema without Rishus, without permission, and my Behema slipped on it, so you're chayif to pay. Avol Ochla Potter. But what happens if I brought in Peiris into Reuven's Rishus, and Reuven's Beheime Shleibeshus, I brought him into Reuven's Rishus, and Reuven's Beheime, Moiradike Peres, it started eating and eating and eating, never had such good Peres in its life, and it ate and ate and ate till it died from overindulgence. I have no right to bring in the Peres. So Rav says, Avol Ochlo, if the Beheime got genizik from its overindulgence, Potter, then the Baal HaPeiris is Potter. My time, have lo sheloi toichal. Who told the behemoth to eat? I brought him Peiris, sheloi bashus, that's right, but who told the behemoth to eat? The behemoth ate? We'll see Taisvis later, that Taisvis says that's not called, I was mazik your behemoth, I'm sorry. The whole hezek came about, your behemoth overindulged. I brought in Peiris, but the hezek came about bakel mikel kol through the rotzen of your behemoth. Your behemoth wanted to eat and eat and eat till it killed itself. I'm sorry. I'm not mechuyif for that. We'll see later, but in the Shemayim maybe I'm not called a mazik. Have lo sheloi teichel. The behemoth shouldn't have eaten. The behemoth ate, so the behemoth was mazik itself. Amar Rav Sheishis. So Rav Sheishis said, so Amar the Kechidish of Rav, I brought him Peiris, and real good Peiris, and the behemoths went and started eating the Peiris, and they all died. And Rav says, he's potter. You have no right to do it. He's potter. Doesn't have to pay a penny. Omar Rav Sheishes Amine, I said, Kinayim Vishochim Rav Omar Lohoshmaite. When Rav said this Tikteir, this is right before he fell asleep. That's when he said this. This Tikteir is right before he fell asleep, he said this Tikteir. Agavuche, there's a Muradike Chavasyur that the Chavetz Chaim brings down. Chavasyur says, Rav Sheishes is giving the greatest compliment to Rav. Rav Sheishes is saying, Rav had such a chloric cup, he could never have said such a thing, such a svore. He's 100% wrong. No, pshat is kinayim v'shochiv. He was mamish right before falling asleep. So memele, so right before falling asleep already, his mind wasn't, then he said such a svore. Then he said such a svore. Right before falling asleep, his mind was already 3/4 not working anymore. So Memele, so then he said this for it, but then he forgot what he said, and he fell asleep. But if he'd be in that clear mind, he would never say such a svara. Why? Disanya, there's enough in the Baraisa, not like Rav. We learned the Baraisa. Hanoisin sam hamoves lifnei behemis chaveri. It says a Baraisa, a person put sam hamoves lifnei behemis chaveri. Now sam hamoves had a very pungent taste and an odor, and it was horrible. And he put it lefnei behemis chaveri. So, Memele, who would tell him that the behemis is going to eat it? He runs 10 feet away from it. It was samamovis. It was the opposite of appetizing. Potel midine odam v'chaye midine shemai. Says, but with the other, here it comes with a time. I have a mini baby is going to eat it. I mean, it's horrible. It looks horrible. It tastes horrible. It smells horrible. So let's learn. So when are you potter? If the baby ate, Samamovis who deleavida da ochlo. A baby, it's not normal to assume that a baby will eat Samamovis. Avol peiris davida da ochlo. But Peiris, which is Avida Dochlo, Bedini Odom Nami Mechayev. So it's Faket from the Barais, he see Claude that Rav is wrong. So Al Kochach, he said this for when he was mamish, right before dozing off. But my Havala Shalai Teichel, so you see your Sfar is wrong. Omri, so the Gemara says two terutzim on this kasha. Who adin afilo peiris nami potu medine yoda? For kemash melon, that what the Braisa says, samamovis, afilo samamovis nami, the loyavid doch lachayu medine shmaim. That's the chidush of the Braisa. That samamovis, I would think, I put samamovis, the baby was going to run away, medine shmaim, I should be chayu, I should call him, the baby is going to eat the samamovis. So that's why Chapson Samamovich. Dine Adam, a fellow normal Peiris, he's also pot. Avolo Shalai Teichel. Once the Chapon, the Samamovich, a fellow Bedine Shemaim Yochayv, even though it's not Mestava, it's going to eat from the Samamovich. The boy is Eimo. Then the Gemara says another Teretz. Sam Hamovich Nami Bafraste Dahainu Peiri. That what the Braise is speaking about Samamovis, is speaking about a luscious peri, a fast that tastes very good, and it's Samamovis. So fakert, so, and the reason is, Avalosha loy teichel, didn't indulge. It ate one kezayas, and it left this world already. But al kaponim, you had a dik, your only part of the Adam because it has such a bad taste. No! Samamovis, not speaking about, we're speaking about Samamovis, Afras today is a good taste, and he is Afalpike, and he is Potter. Bedine Yodom. Zuk Rashi, Loishani Hodi Tonim Huske Ben Bala Peres Chayev, Avol Ochlo Yoiso Midayu Meiso, he is Potter, that's what Rav said, Havolo Shaloi Teichel. Bafrasta Esev Davide Lemechle,
this is a nesef, a type of a grass that behemoth eat. Vuhu sama movis le behemoth, so sama movis le behemoth. Let us see Tosfos. Zog Tosfos, have a law shaloi teichel. Rav said as fore, have a law shaloi teichel. Zog Tosfos, ein le foresh. The lekach potter, the choshiv keruach she'ene mitzuyim. Tosfos wanted to say that it's an unexpected action for behemoth to overindulge. The lekama nomrinin, the vishus chayev, if, the Gemara says later, if a person gave rishus to bring in, Reuven gave rishus to Shimon to bring in his behemoth, and the behemoth went and started eating up the tvua of Reuven, and it got sick and it died. So the Gemara says, Bershus Chayiv, because he was Mekabal Shmira. Kabeho yoichol chitim vitris ameis, mishim de Bershus Mekabal oleine tirusa. Frek toisves umabekach, if you'll say the lomdis of Avalo Shaloi Toichal means that this is like a ruach sheine mitzuyu, one should never expect such a thing, so you can't say the ptur of havelo shaloi toichel, the toichel is unexpected. That's the lomdus. The lomdus is that since the behemoth is killing himself, that means the whole hezek is through the actions of the behemoth. I'm not mechuyev to pay for a hezek that the behemoth did on its own accord. I'm not mechuyev to pay. Ba'afraste, v'hod deloy ashminen b'shar peiris, l'revuse nokat sama moves. Af al pi shehi avuda legamri min ha'ilom, afilu hochi poto midinei odom. Now we have to understand, this is God's Ashvera Tosfos, we have to understand what Tosfos is asking, what Tosfos is answering. The Gemara said, ha'noisin sam ha'moves lifnei behemes chaveire poto midinei odom. So the Gemara asked Akasha and Rav, Sama Movis is, it's a very unexpected action that the behemoth would eat it. And then you put the Bedinei Odom, Bavaista is Loshes Peres, Yechayev. So the Gemara says, no. No, Sama Movis is Afraste. Afraste is also a machel behemoth, it's good. And you put the Bedinei Odom. Tractais was fine. So it's like me. It's like Rav. That means, don't say it's expected. The behemoth could have eaten it. Havelo shalai teichel. That's why I'm potter. Tractais was fine. Rav, according to you, why didn't the Braisa say bigger chiddush? That it wasn't poison. It overindulged. Why didn't the Baraisa say a bigger chiddush? Why did the Baraisa speak about poison? Why didn't the Baraisa speak about overindulgence? Why did they speak about poison? So just one second. So Tosfos answers, let's see what Tosfos answers. So Tosfos, this is how Ramosha learns Pshat and Tosfos. The Baraisa wanted to tell you a chiddush. That afal pishi avuda legamri min ha'olam afalohochi poter midinei odom. Now it seems our Moshelam Shatan Tosfos and Dibros Moshe Simen Peites Ois Peites, he learned Shat not like Rashi. By overindulgence, the behemoth got sick. By eating afraste, the behemoth died. So Tosfos is saying, the Baraisa is coming to tell us a chiddush, that even though the hezek of afrasta was a much greater hezek than overindulgence. Overindulgence, the bay mesika got an ulcer, whatever it is, but it's still a light. Afrasta, the behemoth died, va'af alpikain, is pata medineyoda. Af alpikain pata medineyoda. The Marshal wants to say that Tosfos could have said the other way around. That by overindulgence could be you're not even chayiv v'dinei shemayim. By overindulgence, because it's only a hezek, it's not misa. That's what the Marsha says. That Moshe Tainis l'davoyne doesn't understand the shakla v'tayin Tosfos. What's the chilek if you were massacred, if you killed it, malikot l'kula, malikot l'palgi, he says, doesn't understand. The Maisha is telling us, you know, that you're part of the Yodim, even though you killed it. I would think Yodim. I mean, if Rav says as far, Avalosh Leitecho, what's the chilek, what the hezek is? If the hezek was, it died, if the hezek was, it got sick. A hezek is a hezek. If the svar is a svar, it's a svar. If it's not a svar, it's not a svar. If there's a svar of Avalosh Leitecho, what's the difference how big the hezek was? If it died, if it didn't die. The Rishash and the Shita Mekebetzes say a posh to Teretz. The Rishash is a very poshut teretz. The Baraisa is telling us Amir Dikachidish. That means the chances of overindulgence are much less than the chances of giving one bite of poison that's tempting. So Memele, that's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. I would think Havelo Shaloi Toichal, that what Rav said that Yepot B'dinei Odom, that is because the behemoth taki killed itself by overindulging. So, and that lemaise is not so shchiach. We see from Tosfos, one says, of shenem metzuya. There, Rav said that you're potter. But if he put poison lifnei behemoth, and the poison tastes good and smells good and looks good, so there did be a svara to say, so that's a normal reaction for the behemoth to eat it. So I would think there you're chayiv afilu b'dinei Adam, k'mashmalon that you're part of b'dinei Adam.